We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Is on. Lobs end zone for Calcaterra. He caught it. Is he inbound?
He's in.
Touchdown! Oh, mama! Rolling right. Lobs it down the middle for Rodney. It's caught at the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Oh, mama! Rodney Anderson's fourth touchdown on the first half. And the Sooners last of the Frogs.
TCU starts its day with a Kyle Hicks run. Nowhere to go. The ball comes out. Scooped up and taken into the end zone for a touchdown. Scoop and score, Caleb Kelly. And a man comes open. It's Michael Jones. On the first play of the second half, Jones goes 55 yards for an Oklahoma touchdown. They'll throw it deep. Marquise Brown behind.
Two great battles a year ago between these two teams. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It will be OU and TCU again this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. down at Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth. And please help me welcome right now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody.
How are we doing?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
How you feeling?
Ready to get back on the field.
We did this show 2 weeks ago without you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just shook your hand. Are you germ-free?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
That's good. That's good. How's the week been?
Really good. Really good. Eager. Nothing like just getting back on the field, you know. So we had a really good bye week. Had a good plan. I thought staff did a great job putting together a plan with the guys. And so got a lot of work done Monday through Thursday. And then got the guys out here for a few days, which we thought they needed. Gave us a chance to get on the road and recruit. But more importantly, just the guys a chance to recharge a little bit. It's halfway point of the season, including camp. You know, these guys have been going a while. So came back, recharged, refreshed, and they've been really good these first 2 days. They cannot wait to get back on the field Saturday.
Opening segment brought to you by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. Did you get a chance to recharge? You get to see the girls, watch some college football?
I got to see a little bit Saturday night, which was good. And yeah, spent a little bit of time this weekend with the girls. So that was exactly what we all needed.
Can you watch a college football game? Can you watch a football game and enjoy it? Are you always analyzing?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, you watch it so much. You're watching a little bit as a coach, but now there's some great games Saturday. You know, so it was some fun to watch. And again, just more than anything, just to be able to spend time with my girls doing it.
Has it been a long week and a half?
In some ways, yeah. It's always, we don't lose very much around here. So when you don't play well and you don't win, the first thing you want to do is just get back out there and get another crack at it. And so to have, two full weeks in between it, is not the easiest thing, but it's also gave us some time to work on some things that we felt like we needed to work on. And so I think we'll be really hungry going into this one.
The dismissal of Mike and the defensive coordinator and all that kind of stuff, you've talked about that a bunch, so I'm not going to ask you those questions again. But first time you've been through something like this as a head coach, has it been hard on you?
Yeah. Yeah, it has. But it's part of it, and it's part of this business. And I wouldn't have made it if I didn't think it was the right thing, for this team and this program right now. It was extremely difficult, but it's been good to see the team respond. Been fun to, just like I said, get back on the field, get back at it. We all take ownership in all the good and also the little bit of bad that we've had. And so, that's part of this game. It's never all on any one person, and we've got to all do better.
How they handled the transition? Sounds like on the field they've responded the way you would hope, but behind in locker room and everything, the transition gone well for them?
Yeah, it's gone well. I mean, once again, it's – I know everybody makes a big deal about, one coach not being here, but it's, we all took ownership in it. We were all the good that's happened. We've all done some good things, and a couple of things that haven't happened the way we wanted, we've all had a part in that too. And so I think for everybody, it's just been a chance to reboot, to refocus, find out. You can't just say, well, you have one different person or a person new leadership, and all of a sudden everything changes. It's all of us. I got to be better. The players got to be better. The coaches got to be better. It's a group effort all the way.
When you win, it's great. You can't wait to get out there and do it again. When you lose, you really can't wait to get out there and do it again. Mm-hmm. When you lose and you got 2 weeks to sit on it, I would imagine your guys are just chomping at the bit to play some football again.
They are. They're hungry. They know that we didn't put our best foot forward, and that our best game is still certainly out there, and the way we can play as a team completely. You saw flashes of it, even certainly in the Texas game. You saw some flashes of how good this team can be, but it's got to quit being flashes. It's got to be all the way around, and we're not far off, and, we certainly all feel like we're right on the verge of getting there.
Ruffin McNeil, this is a unique task to take over in the middle of the year like this. What makes him the man for this job?
Well, he's done it. And you can't replace experience, because at a time like this, it's scheme is not that it's not important, but it's not the main thing. It's mentality, it's the leadership, the way you get the guys playing, the way you inspire them, the things you demand, and Ruffin's cut out for that. He's great with scheme, no doubt, but his gift is reaching people, always has been. And I saw it a few years ago at Texas Tech when we went through a similar transition and saw one of the most amazing transformations I've ever seen. And that wasn't even on a bye week. I mean, that was on – they made a decision on Sunday, and then we played the next Saturday. So the guy knows how to do it, and he's pretty magical with these kids.
We know a sliver of Ruffin when he's on the assistant coach's show or We have a chance to interview him here and there. But you've spent a lot of time with this man for many years. We hear about the ruffinisms all the time. He'll drop a few on us once in a while, some folksy saying that he's got. They're always funny. But you've been around him for a long time. Just tell us about the guy.
Yeah, he's a special human being. You know, I've really never met anybody like him, honestly. He just...
In what way?
He's just got a natural energy and charisma about him that just draws people in, always has, can get along with anybody, he's one of those guys that can just undress a player, I mean, just rip them up and down and then, you know, and then have them, you know, ready to run through a brick wall the very next play. I mean, it's he's just got away with people. I mean, he just does. He's gifted. His experience within this game. I mean, you think about all this guy's been. I mean, he's coached at every level. He's coached, you know, darn near every position that you can coach. Been head coach, special teams coordinator, defensive coordinator. I mean, guy's been through a lot, seen a lot, and certainly brings a lot of personality to it.
Bob Diaco, we don't know real well. He had, because of his previous role, he wasn't on our shows and wasn't out there to be interviewed a lot. What do you feel like his strength is, and how will he help you?
Yeah, another guy that's real experienced, and this transition for him has been positive because he had a chance now to be in our program, you know, here for a little while, a chance to get to know our kids. They know him. Bob's energetic, man. You love the energy and passion that he brings for the game. It really, you can see it rubbing off on our players, even in practice, just a very high motor, high intensity, great energy, and he knows the game. I mean, another guy that's been a head coach. He was a Broyles Award winner as the top assistant in the country as a defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. Very, very kind of in-demand guy, very well respected for what he can do defensively, and so that's been a very smooth transition.
All right, we'll take an opening timeout here at Rudy's. We'll start to get some of your questions when we come back. If you've got a question for Coach tonight, you can tweet us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox at OU on the air. We'll be back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue right after this.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... Fight! ...thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Third Eye Blind. Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind. Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here, which means it's tailgating season. Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together. Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering. Oh, really? How about a birthday party? Yep. Wedding reception? Of course. Company picnic? Yes, just call them at 751-3100. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright. Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS, it may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free. Getting together with friends or family to tailgate the next OU game? Then grab some bags of Tostitos chips and get ready to go long. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind, still the one.
He takes it this time. Lobs it out to Sermon. Caught in the backfield, gets away. 40, 45 to midfield. 50, 45 down the sidelines. 40, weaving to the 35, 30, 25, and he's banged out of bounds. CeeDee Lamb circles behind the formation. Handoff Sermon up the middle, 20. 15, cuts left, and he's tackled at the 10-yard line.
No, he's not
down yet. He's inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal. Snap to Murray. Option left. Pitch to Sermon to the 5. Makes a cut.
Oh, yeah.
The minister is into the end zone. Preach! Oklahoma has come back from 21 down in the fourth quarter in the Cotton Bowl.
AAA Drive Summary brought to you by AAA Insurance. At home or on the road, we've got you covered. That was a three-play drive. We don't need to go back and talk about this game, but that was an interesting spot you were in because you needed a touchdown to tie the game. But you got down there so quickly, you're like, dadgummit, we're going to leave them some time to answer here. Nothing you can do about it.
But. Yeah, no, it was. It was you were hoping to certainly get down there with a little bit. Although the momentum we had at that point, I wasn't that disappointed with it because I felt like we just stopped them three times in a row.
Maybe
like we're
back.
Probably going to stop them and get it back and then just have a chance to go ahead and win it in regulation. So it was a great run, man. I mean, those kids could have packed it in. You know, it was one of those days where, man, nothing for the first three quarters. It felt like just so many things didn't go our way. We went back and watched it so agonizingly close to – you know, to playing a lot better and a lot closer the way we wanted to play earlier in the game. But see our kids kind of continue to fight and then get that wave of momentum that we got at the end and reel off 21 points, unanswered points there so quickly. I mean, that was important for this team. It was. Just your mindset, the way we fought and attacked there at the end, played together as a group finally. Seemed like the whole day, you know, offense would get something going, and then we couldn't stop them defensively. Or defensively, we come out and get a big stop there in the third quarter, and we turn it over, I think, the very next, you know, possession. And so we never could play complimentary until the end. And that's, you know, when we do that, we're pretty good. And so obviously something we're working to get done more often, but proud of our fight in that game, without a doubt.
It does seem like something that even in a loss – maybe later in the season on down the line, you find yourself down in the second half of a game and you can tap into and say, we came from 21 down in the fourth quarter. We can do this.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to have to come back again. I mean, that's to accomplish what we want to accomplish. That's just part of the deal. And I hope it's not, it doesn't need to be 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But that's part of it. And this team has confidence with, the way that that the Army game ended, the way that this game ended. We've been in some tight ones at the end, and we've played some of our best ball, in those, big, tight moments. And so we can absolutely build on that. And like I said, I think it's the team, more than any point in the year, there at the end kind of saw what we're capable of. So now the hunger is and the fight is to let's go play that way more often, more consistently.
I feel like every time I ask about Kyler, we're seeing something for the first time. It's not surprising to you because you see him all the time. But he showed some unbelievable competitiveness in that fourth quarter, not just the run, but the whole way. You could see it, and they take the shots on the sidelines of his eyes, and you could see it. And it shouldn't be surprising. We know what an athlete this kid is, but that was impressive, I thought. First time we've seen it in a football uniform.
Yeah, he did good. There were some times in the game that he let the way the game was going frustrate him, which caused some mistakes, and that's any other quarterback I've ever had, you go through those things mm-hmm. with those guys. And the more they go through it, the more they learn that they've just got to keep trusting it and keep, making what we call just the routine play, the routine decisions, and not try to do too much. And I thought I was proud of the way that he settled in. He did a lot of really good things for us. And the fun thing for this kid is he can still get so much better. And so it'll be a fun journey with him here the second half.
All right, we got some questions rolling in from the crowd, both in-house and on Twitter tonight. Let's start on Twitter. This is from Tim Garrett. What do you say to all the athletes out there about how to get refocused after a tough loss? You've done this before. Last year, lost a game middle of the season, ran the table, ended up in the college football playoffs. So what did you tell your team?
I think this is when teams are defined, when programs are defined. I mean, that's you're never going to win them all. We all certainly expect to and try to and want to, but at the same time, you've got to be able to respond from adverse conditions, and that's what football brings for you. And I think it's, to me, times like this are not an opportunity, not a bad thing. They're an opportunity to show what you're really about. And so we don't ever want these, but we look forward to these. And I think that's why this program in the past has been able to do it. And that's why I believe we'll do it again.
In-house, do you think smash mouth, in-your-face coaching is a thing of the past?
No. It's not an all-the-time thing now, maybe like it used to be. Part of it is the culture, the world we live in. Some of it, the way you used to coach now is just not acceptable.
Yeah.
It's you'll be doing another profession pretty quick. Some of it is kids are different and learning to relate to them and all that they've got going on. But no, our guys get coached hard here. I mean, we coach them hard, but we also know where the line is, and you've got to find that within yourself as a coach.
This is from S. Alexander, Seth, I believe is his name, on Twitter. Coach, you're widely regarded as one of the game's brightest offensive minds, with college and pro coaches coming to you to pick your brain. I'd like to know which play callers you looked up to most when you started coaching, and which offenses you especially admire today. Good question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. There were several at the time. Obviously, we were doing some good things at that point at Texas Tech. I mean, always enjoyed watching Chip Kelly, and thought he was very innovative. Steve Spurrier, I thought, was always extremely innovative. Loved the way he coached and approached it. And more recently, Josh McDaniels, with the Patriots, Andy Reid with the Chiefs. There's several other really good ones, obviously, in college that are competitors, but guys that do a tremendous job. So it's fun. It seems like there's, with people branching out and starting to do a lot more of this stuff, it seems like there's certainly more people that you can watch and learn from and get to see what they're doing, too.
When you see something you've done in the NFL,
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it's.
You send them an invoice or anything on that?
No, sometimes it's a vulgar text, but no, it's like, why did you steal that from me? It's fun. It's been fun to see in some of the big games over the last few years. Not my stuff, but some of the things that we've done, you know, show up in some of the other big games too.
Don't you think it's happening more and more now? It used to be that, I mean, the word was you can't do what you do in college at the NFL level. You know, we started seeing the mobile quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff. Now it almost seems like that they're just straight up stealing. Like that. Like there's a lot more college football in the NFL today.
No question.
I mean, Lincoln Riley stuff. Everybody's stuff.
No, not mine. It's you definitely see it more, you know, and it's good for our players because now what they're working on and getting good at here, it probably more directly impacts them and helps them when they make that next jump. So that exposure has been great for our guys. It's fun for us because you get more people now that you feel like you can bounce ideas off of. But I love seeing it going that way. I mean, that myth of what we're doing here can't work in the NFL was crazy, and I'm glad that finally everybody sees that.
The success of not just Baker, but Patrick Mahomes, who is, you know, in a similar system to what you're running here, and obviously it was at Texas Tech. How much does that help you when you go into a quarterback's living room?
It helps. I mean, you know, those guys.
Or is that yet to be seen?
No, it helps. I mean, those guys simply, you know, Patrick going, you know, whatever he did, top 10, top 15, and certainly Baker going number one. I mean, that it gives validity to it. We've always felt like that our guys could play anywhere, and football's football. If you got a good system, it's going to work at Pee Wee and it's going to work in the NFL.
Yeah, but there was that knock on, especially at Tech for a long time. There's system quarterbacks and it's not going to work in the NFL.
No, there was. And to a degree, we had really good players there, but to a degree, some of the things we were doing, did it help them and inflate some guys that maybe weren't just elite talents? Yeah, probably it did. Just because we were, you know, what we were doing was so much different at that point than anything in college, anything in the NFL. It was the black sheep, you know, But now it's, you know, we've devolved a little bit. We've become more multiple. And then the rest of the, you know, groups have kind of come back to us. And so it just applies more now. And certainly it helps so those guys going and playing as well as they have early in their careers.
The scores in the Big 12 this week. I know Barry Trammell asked you a lot about that Tech-TCU game. It was a 17-14 game. You had some other games that were in the teens and 20s this week. Is that a freak week, or are we seeing sort of a move back toward defense here in this conference?
Yeah, I don't think it's a freak week. I mean, I think you're going to have some big score games in this league. You're going to have some low scores, and I think that's just the ebbs and flows. I mean, we have some really good defenses in this league. I mean, we had some really good defenses. I mean, I thought last year Iowa State and TCU were, you know, we played Georgia. We played Ohio State. You know, we played some people with, you know, the marquee defenses. Those guys were as good as anybody. Those guys were as good as Georgia, and they were as good as Ohio State defensively. And so we've had some marquee defenses. So to have some low-scoring games like that here and there, it's not a surprise to me.
All right, let's take a timeout. I want to ask Coach about TCU when we come back. We'll take more of your questions as well. You can tweet us at OU on the air. Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley, and we're brought to you by AT&T.
Hi, I'm attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
That was a great game.
You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martel Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, #dinner, #dinnertonight, #dinnertime, #dinnerisready, #chicken, #Chick-fil-A, #food, #FoodieFriday, #foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with #thelittlethings.
Hey Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards.
Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com.
Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. That's Lincoln Riley. OUTCU coming up this Saturday morning down in Fort Worth. It's time for our Nissan Innovative Play of the Game, brought to you by Nissan Rogue, the best drive on game day. Nissan's a proud supporter of college athletics. We like those because Coach gets to educate us up. Talk us through this first touchdown against Texas. You had a touchdown taken off the board, but you got it back anyway. Oh, I don't think Coach's mic is on. There we go.
Yeah, a little read play here for Kyler. Just trying to get him isolated out here. Felt like if we could get the perimeter blocked, you see Grant Calcaterra up there engaged with the defender just under the yellow circle there. So tried to get it just a two-on-one there with you know, two pretty good athletes with Kyler and Marquise, and felt like, you know, if you can get to that point with their speed and athleticism that we're going to have the advantage. So Kyler did a good job of baiting the defender in, dumping the ball out to Marquise, executed it just as we planned. So, yeah, they did a great job with it.
It's a good looking play. I haven't seen every once in a while you dial something up unlike anything we've quite seen before. And I wish you'd notify me before the game so I know how to call those plays. But nicely done. All right.
I got to keep you on your toes.
You do a good job of that. Trust me. Terry wants to know, let's talk TCU. So Terry's questions, what about TCU's defense makes them so different than other Big 12 defenses? Gary Patterson's been doing it for a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, rare continuity. You know, with first with Gary, you know, his staff, you know, they've been able to, they got a system they believe in, you know, a system that works. There's proven success. They've been able to really target a certain kid for exactly what they want as far as recruiting. And Gary's the, I mean, he's the X factor with it. He's just a great defensive mind, you know, and they've just had a ton of success over the years. They've had a lot of great players, particularly here in the last several years, some guys that are real difference makers. And you combine all those things, you get really, really good defense. And so, you know, they've got a great thing going, and, you know, it's been going here for a long time.
I don't know if you saw his press conference. I'm sure you didn't this week, but he spoke glowingly of you and talking about how many different ways you ran the counter against him last year. And he likes playing Oklahoma because it's such a chess match.
It is.
You're so good at what you do, and obviously he's good at what he does. And in the middle of games, you'll answer and counter, and he gets a kick out of it. It sounds like you do,
too. It's fun. Yeah, no, it's going against guys like that that you know it's never going to be easy against them. And what maybe works the first quarter is not necessarily going to work even late in the first quarter. I mean, it's, you know, adjustments are happening all over the place. Our kids play it, play the right way. We've had some epic games with them here in the last several years. So it's no doubt getting to coach against guys like that. I mean, shoot, I grew up watching. I mean, I went to Gary Patterson's football camp. I mean, and so, you know, which is.
He's going to love hearing that.
He will like that. You know, and so now to be coaching against those guys and getting to go against them, it's pretty fun.
I wonder if he remembers. Does he remember that? You talked to him about it?
No, there's no chance he remembers, but I do.
That's great. And they got a couple of monsters on that defensive line,
yeah,
too. Ben Banigou, Corey Bethley.
They do.
These guys are good after you.
Yeah, two best, probably the best pair of defensive ends that we've played, certainly up to this point, and probably that we'll play all year. He always seems to find them, man. He always seems to have two or three guys that are really elite, you know, rushing the passer. So 91, you see their Colliers. He's fantastic. Banigou, you know, one of the best, if not the best pass rusher in the league. Always got good interior guys. They're always solid in the secondary. So, I mean, they got a lot of good players and a great scheme. So that's going to, you know, that's going to add up pretty quickly.
On the offensive side of the ball, it's been a struggle. Their turnover margin isn't where they want it. But, man, they've got some skill position talent. Jalen Reagor, Kevontae, yeah, Turpin, and Anderson, Onalua.
Yeah, the skills really, really good, you know, and turnovers, they kill you. I mean, there's no doubt. They can just kind of zap momentum because, you know, the quarterback's young, but he's talented, and he's getting better and better. So, you know what these guys are capable of. I mean, there's no question about it. So they stress you, and they'll be a big challenge for us. We're going to be challenged all three sides of the ball.
Let's talk with Teddy last hour. There's never been a shortage of good pass catchers in the Big 12.
No.
Dadgummit, this year,
no, it's
these guys
elite.
Have a couple. You've got a couple. Texas has a couple. The Sills kid at West Virginia, the Hakeem,
yeah,
Butler
at Iowa State. No
doubt. Baylor had a couple.
Yeah,
just goes on and on.
Texas got a few that are playing really well. No, it is. I don't know that there's ever been a time in the league where across the board the receivers are as good as they are right now. I mean, it's a special time for wideouts in this league. It really is. And that's saying something because there's been quite a few over the last 10 or 15 years. But it's top to bottom right now as good as it's ever been.
All right, speaking of Teddy, you were sick a week. You were off a week. You sharp? You feel good?
We're getting ready to find out.
All right, you're 1-1 so far.
Yeah.
Here's Teddy with your question/play of the night.
Okay.
For Coach Riley tonight.
Yeah, since we're playing TCU, I'm going to go back to the Big 12 championship from a year ago. 13:59 left in the second quarter, so just getting the second quarter underway. Oklahoma has the ball, first and 10 on their own 16-yard line. All right, OU's winning 17-7. 13:59 left in the second quarter, first and 10, your own 16-yard line. And I loved this play. I remember watching it.
Don't give it away.
I'm not giving it away, right, but I loved this play. I loved the design of it, loved everything about it. The timing was perfect whenever they ran it.
I see the look in your eyes. You look confident to me.
I think I know.
Okay.
I think I know. Yeah, I think it was I think the ball was on the right hash. We ran a little crosser with a quarterback draw for Baker and took it about 50-something yards up the right sideline. I'm pretty sure that's it.
I don't know. They haven't showed me.
I think that's it.
Here's the play.
Let's go with it.
Baker in the shotgun, takes the football. Straight drop, looking to throw, steps up, he'll run it himself. To the 15, to the 20, has blockers. 25 to the 30, veers right, 35 to the 40. Midfield, it's a race, 45-40, down the sidelines, banged out of bounds, deep in TCU territory.
You're unbelievable. Nicely done. Nicely done. 2-1?
2-1. We're call it a comeback.
Now, I like that. We're going to have him dig back more than 1 year next year. Or next week. Kind of challenge you maybe back in the archives a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we did go back to the Alamo Bowl.
That's
on the
right.
First one.
But you missed that one.
I so did
we,
miss
we,
that
we
one.
Would dial it back.
That challenged me a little more.
All right, a couple more questions from the fans, and we'll take a break. Steve on Twitter, with limited contact drills, how do you coach up tackling?
That's a good question. It's not as easy as it used to be, but there's things you can do. Certainly the days that we can have contact, it's been a big point of emphasis. And I mean, tackling some of the contact, but it's also your body position. It's also understanding what's coming at you, where your help is at defensively. There's a lot more that goes into it than just the simple contact and bringing somebody down. So the days that we can emphasize a contact, we've had very, very physical practices, really working hard on it. Guys are really, I mean, it's important to them to take steps there. So you've seen that. And then it comes down to also, you know, to coaching, to having those guys in the right position, both within what you're doing schematically, fundamentally right. So it takes all those things to do it.
Probably a question you're not going to answer, but I'm asking anyway. Do you anticipate any personnel or schematic changes this week on defense?
You're right. I'm not going to answer.
All right. There you go. Check. Did my journalistic duty anyway. Question from Glenn on Twitter. Which defense is better at defending the spread, the 4-3 or the 3-4?
The one with really good players.
That's correct.
I mean, really. I mean, both schemes. I mean, every scheme works. You know, every scheme has advantages and disadvantages. At the end of the day, it's how well do the players run that scheme, and then how good are the players? I mean, that's it. Some of the best defenses that we've ever gone against are 4-3. You know, some of the best defense we've ever gone against are 3-4. I mean, that at the end of the day, you know, it's fitting, you know, coaches that can fit the scheme to their players to the scheme, you know, and really, you know, get everybody in sync. And then it's got great players that are difference makers, because at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to call every play perfect. I'm not going to call every play perfect. You need a Marquise Brown or a Kyler Murray or somebody every now and then that, you know, when it's not right, they can just make a play. And so the great teams have that. They've got a good scheme that their players know, but then they got great difference makers. And when it's time to make a big one, or maybe when you don't call the one you exactly maybe would have called had you known what was going to happen, guys are good enough to still make the play for you.
Yeah. Especially like on offense, every play's designed to score a touchdown.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Bama, again, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Bama runs a 3-man front.
Yep.
They're pretty good.
Yep.
Clemson runs a 4-man front. They're pretty good.
You know, the deal nowadays, I would say 90% of teams out there run both.
Yeah.
And so, you know, throughout a game, if you really sit there and watch it, most people are in multiple fronts throughout different games. We rarely play somebody that stays in the same front the whole game. I mean, that rarely happens. So it's the scheme's great. It's important. But marrying it to the players, getting the players' mentality right, and then having great players, I mean, you can't replace that.
Next week on the Teddy question, we got to get a little box in the corner with a tight shot on you, because watching the wheels turn in your head as he's describing the play is the best part of
that. There's some pressure involved in that.
I know, but you delivered again. Nicely done. We'll take a break. Back with more with Coach Riley here at Rudy's Country Store Barbecue after this.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
If you're like me, when you're looking for a car, you want to be treated right. Free oil changes are nice, but what about after the sale? That's why I always come to Patriot Ford. Best service in the state. Don't take my word for it. Ask Coach.
When it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford.
The best part is right now they're offering a 4-year, 60,000-mile warranty with every new vehicle sold. Every vehicle. What are you waiting for? Come down I-35 to exit 95 to Patriot Ford in Purcell, Oklahoma.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
You know, I know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Try a signature wrap from Subway, packed with more of what you love. Subway, make it what you want. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley each Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at PatriotFord.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95.
OU students, be a part of the winning team at this year's Oklahoma Blood Institute Bedlam Blood Battle, November 13th through the 17th at the ROTC Armory by the stadium. There'll be free food, free t-shirts, and a chance to win an iPad. Text OBI4OU to 59925, that's 59925, to enter to win and get Bedlam Blood Battle updates. Prove why OU is the best in Oklahoma by donating blood and saving lives. Boomer Sooner. And we welcome you back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Lincoln Riley with us. OU TCU coming up 11 a.m. Saturday morning down in Fort Worth. Bill Beatenbo said he thought the offensive line had their best game of the year against Texas. Felt like they were hitting their stride. Agree with that?
Yeah, we did. We played much closer to the way we're capable of playing in that game. We felt like we'd played you know, good, but not certainly to our expectation level, honestly, up front. And so, yeah, see our guys take a step against a good defensive front, you know, and play the way they did was good. You know, I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage for the majority of the day. They protected us well. We ran the ball well. They were certainly a big key to our fourth quarter surge as well.
Bye week, good for a variety of reasons. One is to get some guys who have been nicked up kind of healthy again. Feel like you're pretty good on the health front?
Honestly, probably better than we've been since the guys reported for training camp.
Wow.
I mean, we were a little beat up, honestly, kind of going into the season, and kind of have kind of stayed that way the entire first half. But yeah, it's I think guys have a little bit more bounce in their steps. Some guys are, you know, feeling better. We had some guys gutted out in the Texas game that honestly probably shouldn't have been playing, but just, you know, meant that much to them to get out there and give it a go. So I'm excited about our health here going into the second half.
Who's playing really well and deserves more praise than maybe they're getting right now?
Oh, I mean, you tend to look at the linemen, you know, because they're not all going to rack up, you know, stats that people are going to notice. I mean, Cody Ford's really been excellent for us all year. I've been proud of the way he's playing. Creed Humphrey, you know, has really played well as far as a freshman center. Some of the games he's been in, some of the multiple defenses he's seen. Been proud of his development, man. His, you know, that guy could be really, really good, you know, as time goes on. He's very, very gifted. You know, Neville Gallimore's really come a long ways. He has been extremely active, made a lot of plays, doing a lot of things very well for us defensively. So, you know, those core group alignment are, you know, we're starting to play the way we felt like we should play it offensively. And kind of like we've said all year, we feel like our defensive line has taken some steps to maybe compared to where we've been the last couple.
All right, we need one more break. When we come back, fifth quarter, we'll put a wrap on it here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
Change the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... Fight! Thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Third Eye Blind. In concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind, Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking.
I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
Oh,
PG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale31 writes, "Having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave." Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS, it may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
To thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola, the University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit endduiok.com for more information.
Time for the Big 12 Report, presented by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU. There you see the Big 12 standings as we get set to begin the second half of the season. Sooners will be down in Fort Worth to take on TCU on Saturday. Final segment, one more question in the house. Big Rob wants to know what your favorite Halloween costume was growing up.
Oh, yeah, my Troy Aikman jersey. Oh. It wasn't really a Halloween costume, but I wore it for like a month straight.
That's the go-to if you're a boy and you're kind of too cool to dress up.
It.
You just throw a jersey
that
and
was
go
it.
Get you some candy.
No, I had that. I wasn't going to wear anything else.
Time for fifth quarter, brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change. Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. Five questions for Coach that may or may not have anything to do with the sport of football. Question number one, who is your favorite all-time actor or actress?
Probably Tom Hanks. Yeah.
I think he's the greatest living American, in my opinion.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
What he can do with all the different roles. I mean, my man's, he's awesome.
No, he's my,
yeah, he's awesome.
By you. Question number two, your oddest story about how or when you came up with a play idea.
Oh, man, there's a lot.
I imagine you like just with a little notepad at all times.
I'm not that prepared. I've had a few in church, you know, and I'll it's bad. And then I'll
you get to write it on the tithe envelope.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote on. And my wife like punches me in the side. So there's been a couple good ones though. So maybe the Lord spoken to me.
Lord bless that play. Do it again.
That's right.
Question number three. If you could pick any athlete on campus to be on your football team, who would you pick and what position would you have them play?
Oh, that's a good question. Man, this is out the box a little bit here. Maggie Nichols, right? I mean, you seen that girl jump? I mean, we'll throw her a jump ball, right? Are you kidding me? You seen what that girl can do in the air?
She's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's pretty special.
Tightrope the sidelines, I promise you that.
She's...
I have a recommendation for you.
What you got?
Well, I would go Jamoney McNeese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roll him out there to block a field goal once
agreed.
In a while. You know
agreed.
What I mean?
Agreed, yeah.
Great
yeah.
idea. Question number four. What talent do you wish you had? The inference here is that you don't have it.
No, there's plenty. Not that it would help me much. Not that I guess I would do it a lot, but I wish I could sing. I'm a terrible singer. There you go.
Give us a little bit.
That's not happening.
All right. Bad singer. Wish you could sing.
Bad singer.
Mm-hmm. No. Question number five. If you could pick any figure in American history, dead or alive, to come give a motivational speech to your team, who would you pick?
Oh, man, there's a lot of good ones. I mean, you know, Patton, all that. But I'm not going to go American history. I'm going to go just Oklahoma history. I mean, my man, I'm bringing the king, Barry Switzer.
That's,
I mean, my man,
right.
Hey, come on. Come on. That's we don't need to go that far back around here. We can just go right down the street.
Does he ever just, in my mind, he every once in a while, he just stomps in and starts just, you know, lighting the place up. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's he. You know when he's in the facility. I mean, and when your name's
he's
on it,
subtle.
And when your name's on it, you should.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. No. He's. There's nobody else like him.
All right. We got about a minute here. What are keys for you on Saturday?
Yeah. There's a lot of them. I mean, it's another opportunity for us to go on the road. You know, we've been such a good road team, so we're excited about that. I think the team's mentality, you know, is going to be big, and I think the team is in a great place. So very talented team. We're facing another team that's coming off a disappointing loss that'll be ready to play, that's coached by one of the best and has some of the best athletes that will play all year. So we got to play a complete game. I mean, we got to play complimentary on all sides. If something bad does happen, we got to be able to respond the way that we know we can and get right back on track. So looking forward to see our team play this week.
Good to have you back.
All right,
go get them on
thanks.
Lincoln Riley, everybody.
Thank you.
Games at 11. Our radio coverage starts for you at 9 a.m. on the Sooner Radio Network on Saturday morning. Hope to have you with us. Until next week, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind, still the one. And by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.